Okay, in one of these past week's staff, Daf Pei Daled, in 11th Perek, Maseches Nedarim. We'll start with the Mishnah on Pei Gimel and Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Koinem, Shani Nene, Lebris. Zok the Dan, Koinem, Shani Nene, Lebris. Ma Shani Nene, Smin Habris, Yehe, Alaki Koinem. Okay, so. So this Isha is answering herself from having Hanoa from the category called Bris. So the Mishnah of Yecholehi Lehonas Beleket Shicha Upeya. This much the Mishnah is saying that the Neder. First of all, the Mishnah is Eni Yochel Lahofen. That's what's relevant to our sugya as far as the din of Haforas HaBaal. Eina yochel lahofer, the Baal cannot be mefer.
Sorry, I'm just. You read this first one, right?
Right.
Can I ask you, at what point does it become usur?
What point? What would that mean?
Meaning she's saying what I benefit from them is usher to me. Until she benefits from it, it's not usher, right?
Oh, so I thought it meant like what I could benefit from them.
Okay, that's what's bothering me in the words of the Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Right, those words are bothering me a little bit.
I mean it only becomes after she's nana.
Yeah, that's.
Okay.
You didn't see the words that way. The pashut is whatever the brios do is usher to me, even before it comes to her in any way.
Yes, she can't be
nana,
right? It's
a
no.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So any yochel lahofer. The halacha is something that means that this neder is not a b'chal nidra in nefesh, like we had in the sugi before. The Ran reminds us any yochel lahofer. The afagav the Omar Shmuel hanos pleni olai yofer hasikna lei the Shmuel karabonan sfirle to make it in nefesh. That this is not considered akoponim. Shmuel goes according to Rabbanon, so Shmuel's din is not according to Rabbi Yosi. So therefore, in this case over here, and we'll see in the Gemara, any lechol hafer, because this is not ibchal in a nefesh. This is not in a nefesh. I mean, the Gemara tells us that's because. She didn't close off all avenues, like upon him, right? That much, it's in the Mishnah, right? Even after the nether, she still could has sustenance from a source. Right, well, the Gemara will discuss exactly what that is. So that's the loch of any yochel lahofer. Now the Mishnah says, "Vayitiv yecholo he lehanes b'leket shichol peya." The neder allows her to be nene from leket shichol peya. That's not being nene from the bris. Zok the Ran says as follows: "Vayecholo lehanes b'leket shichol peya." The kivan dechsiv buhu tazav yisera. V'lo yiksiv bei nesina. Leket shicham peya, there's no dinesina to give to the ani. The dima leket shicham peya is tazev to leave it and let them come take it on their own. Therefore, les behu toivas hano lebailim. There is no toivas hano to the bailim. That means toivas hano has to do with the fact that the bailim has the right to choose who he wants to give it to. And if there was Taivas Hano, so then the receiver would be being nene from the giver, even though it doesn't monetarily belong to him totally, like other belongings, but the fact that he has the right, and therefore he has in it that schos, so that will be being nene from the giver. However, Zokteran, that Lekem Shem Choyah, there is no din nesina at all. Aloch is tazif. And therefore, there is no Taivas Hano. That means that the owner, you know, doesn't have the right to decide who he wants to give it to. First come, first serve. So therefore, any nenes mishal bris. That's why one who takes like a chikumpeya is not being nene from the bris. Now, you know, we'll have to see later. Maybe for, you know, next week. Doesn't start next week because it's really there's the issue of whether there is Taivas Hano. Even if it is Taivas Hano, but looks like maybe more, it's a question whether it's moment or not, right? Okay. If it's not moment, you know, then even if there is Taivas Hano, I think the whole sugya over here by us, you know, until the next sugya seems to be working that the issue like from the Bregia to Matnas Anim.
So nehne lebrius is specifically mamon ama.
If what? If
again the konin is on hama, so if it's a different type of hama, you know, tovas hama, that's not included. Is that what we're saying?
If tovas, I mean, it's we'll think more later on that tovas hama not being momen would not be considered being nene, right?
So hama is limited to hama's mama.
Mm-hmm. Right, money which has a value. That's what it would seem like for the Gemara later on. I was just mentioning that we're not going to really talk about that.
Okay, sorry.
Gemara really
sorry.
Is like you see from the Ran, the issue is the first step, right? Whether there is at all this right, this Tevas Hano in the first place. Okay.
The fact that he says two different things here, how do you understand
two things? What do you see over here in this last round?
Yeah, it says yeah. Because it does. It says Tazo Yisera, and it doesn't say Nesina. Meaning, it sounds like if it hadn't said a Tazo Yisera, even without the Nesina, you would have had Tovas Hanah. Or vice versa. If it had said Nesina with a Tas of Yisera, you would have had Tovas Hana, but because you don't have either of those, that's why you don't have a Tovas Hana. So it seems to be saying that that way, no?
Okay, I hear what you want to know. See, to me, it seemed like, I don't know if I'm answering for your question, but just the way I saw it, I thought the issue over here really is why there's no Tevas Hano. And now, I would have thought, you know, that like you're asking, that, you know, it's sufficient the fact that it doesn't say Nesina, right? Why do I need a Taziv Yisera? I mean, it says Taziv, doesn't say Nesina. That should be enough. What's the Taziv Yisera? I don't know. I don't have to check the source of what it is. I don't. My Gemara doesn't give the there's a Gemara about this. Or the Rambam just saying this on his own. But that's what to me it would seem like maybe that the fact that it doesn't say Nesina is not enough. Right, maybe you learn from other places, and that's what the Taziv Yisera is. Right, it maintains that there is no Din Nesina. Right, that's how I put this together.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see. The truth is that we could hold right over here as far as the Mishnah is concerned. The Gemara Bikur is really explaining this first part of the Mishnah. Let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara, Alma. The Gemara says that first halacha, the Mishnah says, Koyim sheni nene lebriyis, the halacha is, Eine yochel lahofer. He can't be made for. says the Gemara, Alma efshe de mitzvah midilei. So it would seem to be, says the Gemara, that she could be nene from him. Meaning to say that if this would answer her to all, everyone, including her husband, so this definitely should be nidri in nefesh. So from the fact that he can't be mefer, that means that when you say inin labris, she still has a source of sustenance, and that's why it's not nidri in nefesh. Now the Gemara assumes, probably rightfully so, that if there was anyone, you know, that this nether would not include, must be the husband. It says the Gemara, Mechlal de Baal lav Bechlal Briyisu. That must be the fact. This much, you know, is just deriving on our own, right? It doesn't, right? We don't. It's not clear what that piece is, right? When she asks from the Briyis, it's the fact that the husband can't be made for, it's not Nidri Nefesh. Not Nidri Nefesh means that, you know, she's not Ma'una, right? That means that she still has a sustenance. Who's that person, right? That's really up for us to figure out, right? So that's what the Gemara understands, that this is the only thing that makes sense, right? Who would be is because her husband is not Bechlal Briyis. It's just interesting how the Gemara introduces it. Like Gemara says, oh, she could demand from her husband, like, you know, vice to chayis, the husband not Bechlal Briyis. I mean, I'm not sure how that first, you know, if you didn't know yet, you know, the idea that husband not Bechlal Briyis, I don't know how we decided, you know, the first step that she could demand from the husband. I mean, I would have said almost she could demand from someone, right? You know, like Gemara assumes right away, oh, she could demand from her husband. Must be that husband not Bechlal Briyis. Right, that first step is not really so clear. That's what I was saying before. That it sounds as if like from the Gemara, that even if we don't know, but if there's one person that would be excluded, apparently it would be the husband. Now, why would that be? It says the Gemara, because the husband is not Bechlal Briyis. That's how the Gemara seems to introduce it over here. Yeah. I'll call him, but that becomes the sugya, as we'll see, whether when a isha, a wife, makes a neder or refers to Briyas, is that including a husband? Theoretically, her husband is a Briya. However, right, because of the connection between husband and wife, that Briyas might refer to like strange people, right? You know, like not the person who's part of the me, or I'm part of the him.
What would be with a daughter? So you just translate to father?
If the daughter made that nether?
Or no, there's only maybe this close. Well, he could be made for, a father could be made for such a situation. So my two sudden.
So one
sad is that this is the Gemara talks about a case of a Baal, but it's the same thing with a father and a daughter, that he can't be made for because she didn't mean to include the father.
So maybe an av is also not Bechlal Briyis, right?
Right, that's one tzad. The other tzad is no, that he could be mefer, even though the father is not Bechlal Briyis, because this would prevent her from being able to get married. Which might get into a whole different issue of... I mean, I'm just going to put out a question. This is really for Viter, but we see later that Ron is going to say when they get divorced, or you know, according to Nachman, they get divorced, the husband becomes part of the Briyos. If she gets remarried again, does that new husband go out of the Briyos? That's nickel on this question by a daughter who would make such a netter, you know, if she could then not be able to get married, essentially.
Okay, that's a good point. That how does this Shaila over here present itself to a daughter. Now, just want to focus on what's the gay. We'll hit and get to your Shaila. Your question, I mean, to me, would seem to be that who is this person that's not b'chal b'riyus? What are his credentials? Right? Is it specifically a husband? Then maybe you could clarify. Maybe if I cared, if a husband makes a nether, right, with a b'riyus, whether it asks his wife, right? You know, is it just a right? But it's a husband-wife connection. Therefore, not a father, not a daughter-father, or it includes a daughter-father connection. I would think that this has nothing to do with the power to be mefer, just how a person views, right? The term bris, you know, does that refer to, you know, anyone who literally is a bria, or, you know, there's a certain, you know, distancing with that term, and husband's not in that. You wouldn't consider him bechlal, you know, everyone else.
She relies totally on her husband for everything, so therefore that's why the husband's not included in the term.
So Michael raised the question over there, what about a daughter to a father? And that's what I started talking about. That, see, one side that it's specifically the relationship between a husband and wife, maybe like you were saying, daughter, you know, totally belonging to the father, maybe might have that aspect. But that's really what Warner was. Then what are the conditions of this connection? Are they limited to husband and wife, or they're broader, and depending on what they are, I mean, it would definitely sound like it's not, you know, just relatives, right? The mission definitely says that she's the only, right? The only one that more says she's it's her husband over here.
I sort of assumed it was because of his chiv to support her, so he's the obvious exception. But the other way around, let's say a wife to a husband, I wouldn't have thought that there would be that question. I mean, that's how I
his chiv to support is something that she can waive.
She could, but the question is if she says, I don't want to get any hana from everyone, do we assume, but the person that's supporting her, she doesn't mean that. Right?
But the Gemara sounds like it's the term bris, right? It's not just that, you know, the nether, if she says a general term, you know, does.
Well, this is a term. It is a term, brios.
Right.
But we wouldn't imagine that she's cutting off her source of. I mean, it's understood that.
Okay, so I guess the difference would be that if the nether would be something which, regardless, is not a sustenance cut off, right? Whether it would refer to
right.
The husband
also. Right. I
guess
that
also.
Would be.
Right.
Uh-huh, I guess.
Right. Okay.
Which might be the next question tomorrow. That's not a sustenance issue.
Right.
But it's even more reliant on the husband. Because the other, we want something that is the other way. Which is less reliant on the husband. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Akoponis, so that's what that issue would be over here locally, right? What this is. Unless there are other parts to the Shiloh, which come from different sides. Akoponim, so the nidna over here is whether Baal's b'chal b'riyus, and says the Gemara that she made a nether, she answered Hanoah from b'riyus, and the Mishnah says that the husband can't be made for him. So that's mevuyer, that therefore that this is not in a nefesh. That means that after this nether is made, she still could be nene from someone, basically the husband, and that's because Baal's napachal b'riyus. So it's this nether never answered her husband, so contra b'yoyisi, this is not in nefesh, and that's what halach is, he can't be meifer. Zoltimor, Amos Seifim. The next part of the Mishnah says that it's v'yicholo lehonis b'leket shikho upeo. The Mishnah says that she could be in a nefesh upeo. So the Gemara has a dig. The Gemara takes out from this that she can't eat from the bowl. Okay, we'll have to see in the Ran where the Gemara saw that. What's that based on?
Well, if the Baal is supporting her, she's not an Aniyah. She's not an Aniyah. She's not eligible for the Olaka Shulchan Kesh.
Okay. Okay. So you're saying over the Ram before we get there. But, yeah. Okay. Ein Masef Yechel Hanis Bak Shulchu Peya. Okay. So from the Sefer, it would seem that she can't be nana from the Baal, right? It's the lekut she compared that she could have. And if she's also to the husband, that would mean that the husband is b'chlal bris. Let's see the Ran. Ran gives us some important background to the sugi. Let's see, the first Ran, the Gemara. Alma efshe de mitzina midile. Zokteran. Kosaka daitoch, de seifo de katoni, yechoyle hi lehonais, Rebecca chikho upeya. The Ran starts us off, he gives us the hakdom over here, and he introduces something which is important. That the seifo, that the Gemara calls it, talks about that she can be nene from leka chikho upeya. Now, one might have learned that really is the reasoning for the ratio. She slashed sustenance. Why is that so? Because we could have learned like that. But the Gemara, we see the Gemara right away, not like that, right? Because the Gemara right away assumes that the reason why I can make this is because the Baal wasn't included. Nothing to do with that, and shouldn't compare. So the Ran gives us the background where the Gemara got that. Says the Ran.
That Svara of Sefer Yechol Hili Anas Blekat Shukhapeya is Siyum with the ratio. That possibility is that Rabba's Teretz that we'll see surely?
Okay. We might see that. Mm-hmm.
So he's saying that the Sakhaneta is not like Rabba's Teretz. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Kosaka daitoch the sefer dikotani yecholei hi lahan lagushim upeya laps yumad reisha v'time v'dido hi. It is not ending off the reisha as in a sinus time as giving a reason for the reisha, which would mean if it was, it would mean the mishum hochi and yochel hafne sheyochel lahanis mekad shechupeya. Right, that's what it would sound like if it was yumad reisha. It's rather not like that, right? But that's how it would be. That's how you read the Ran. Now the Ran tells us why. Why did the Gemara feel that the Sefer was not Siyumad Reisha, was not the reason why he cannot be Mefer? The Im Isa Havale Lemisni Hochi. If that was true, then the Mishnah should have used the proper terminology to tell us that it's in the sinus time. It should say Mibnei Sheyochel Lehonis. Right? The Mishnah by us just says V'yochel Lehonis. Right? It doesn't say Mipnei. Mipnei would be more of an sinus time. So that's why the Gemara at this point took on that it's not in the sinus time. It's a halacha. It's halacha that this nether offers, you know, this benefit. But it's not a reasoning for the ratio. That it's not a reason why the Baal can't be made for. V'oid, says the Ran, the misa the Baal b'chlal b'riyas, who, if that will be true, that the only thing that she could benefit from is lekut shikhon peya, and it'll ask the Baal, and that the Ran says that then another reason is that the Gemara holds that in Svara this is not going to be true. This is not going. It's not a good Nisina's time, or the time, or this is not a reason for the Baal not being able to be made for him. And that he says v'chiba v'kulu bri is grey mechinvani sheloi hoisa panasosi ela mimenu damrin leel. That it's Yofer. Now, the Ran says like this, right? The previous Mishnah says that if she answered a specific chenvoni, but the Mishnah says that you could be made from. At now this over here, let's see, this just needs to work this through over here, right? The Ran is making a comparison, right? Let's call it, right? That the previous Mishnah says halacha that if the Mishnah talks about if she's asked as a specific chenvani, so on that Mishnah says that there's no nidra ini nefesh in that. She can be nana from others. Now if it's what the Mishnah calls ein la el panosa only from that, so then the halacha is that is considered in nefesh, and the baal could be mefer. Now on that the Ran says that if that's considered in nefesh, so by us when she asked everyone, including the baal, and her only sustenance is lekat shikampeya, says the Ran.
She also asked about chenvani also.
Is that definitely should be? Now it would seem to be like this, from what the Ran is. I mean, there's one might ask a question that over here at least she has lekat shikampeya, but what does she have? What does she have over there, right? I mean, the answer to that probably is like this: is that when she's answering Hano from a chenvani that she's counting on, doesn't mean that you know she she's stuck. I mean, it'll be difficult. Either you know, you have to know what the scenario is. She never has. There's never money around, and they're always getting on credit, or it's something that they need that they need that backup. But even if it would be to be that they always need the credit, but there always is something that you could do, right, to still have some sustenance. It might be difficult, uncomfortable, a tircha, but it still could be done. And it would seem to be over here that what we're saying is that if that difficulty that she has in over there makes it already in nefesh, so the fact that someone is sustaining themselves on leket shikumpeya with all its drawbacks is definitely still in nefesh. How do you understand this?
I understood if leket shikumpeya is already enough to take away inyoy nefesh, when she asked that chenvani over there, who was the only one she could get from, she could still get from leket shikumpeya. So why did it say yafir over there? It should have said ino yafir. She could get from leket shikumpeya.
I mean that should follow, but is that what the Ran's saying over here? Let me just think over here. Is this worse than that? Right, and it sounds like from the Ran, like as if he has, maybe it's a Kal V'Chomer. Right, the Ran doesn't. What you're saying, the Chomer should be simple, but it sounds like the Ran is saying a little stronger. Right? Mm. That's the Ran saying. He doesn't just say, well, Hosam Nami, what's left to compare it? Okay. Right? Right? So that's why I got the feeling from the Ran that he's not simply saying that, which maybe that would be sufficient. It sounds like he's saying all the more so. Right?
Okay.
That's what it would sound like from the Ran.
Oh,
but so the point over here is Nimura is saying that that making a nether, which is leaving over the only possibility for support from leket shikopeya, is not considered a regular avenue of support which would take away the in and nefesh. So therefore, there still is in and nefesh in this case. So that's why the Gemara held that the fact that the nether, granted the nether allows her to be nether from leket shikopeya, but that's not going to change it from an Eden Nefesh, a non-Eden Nefesh, right? So therefore, in the reasoning why the Baal can't be Mefer, because it's not Eden Nefesh, it's not because of the support that she has from Lekach Shikhom Peyer. That's why the Gemara assumed that it must be that, you know, that she has the support from her husband.
Isn't there Eden Nefesh involved in going to somebody else's field and picking up little pieces that are dropped on the floor?
Kol Zachnis, yeah, right, right, that's what we're saying, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, right, so it's in fact, you see later, right, it's not, maybe not even so, but Tuach all year round and all, you know, all these, you know, a lot of drawbacks, right?
Also gives you it's embarrassing, it gives you
Right, I agree with you. I think this is all part of it.
I mean,
we know that Amarayim do say that that's not considered an inefficient. So I think you're asking on them is that inherently the Svara doesn't.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, if we needed to explain what goes into it according to this side, that it's still in an nefesh, right? That's probably all true, right? But does it is it agreed upon by all? That's true, right? We'll see that there is a machlokes, because not the Ran is really letting us on over here. There's a kosalka daitach over here, right? And this is that always would refer to the fact that we might hear differently as we continue on. But at this point, right, the Gemara is understanding. So these two reasons why, when the Mishnah talks about the halacha that this neder happens to allow hanos leket shikhum peyan, has no bearing on the ability to be made for not be made for. It's not going to make a difference as far as whether this is eden nefesh or not eden nefesh.
Would you understand this? I mean, later, even according to Ula and Rav Nachman, they're going to explain this part of Lekach Shikhom Peyer Lagabe the Baal, whether it's Gerushin or that it becomes an Ani. At this point in the Gemara, would you say that the, at least the way the Ran's explaining it, is that this is completely a whole new statement? It has nothing really to do with the beginning. All it's coming to say is Lekach Shikhom Peyer is not called Hanami Nabrius.
And, that's what I thought. It's just it's a halacha as far as the nether, right? Right. This could have been in an earlier perek.
Right. Okay. Good. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Yeah. So now let's see the Ran. So the Ran continues on. Elo vada ki katani en yochel hofer. Therefore, the assumption in the Gemara is that when it says that any yochel hofer has nothing to do with Lekach Shikhom Peyer. So that's why the Gemara said, well, must be Hainu Taim Shem Dev Shem Mitzvah Mivayel. That's why the Gemara assumed that the explanation for why it's not in an Efesh and why the Baal can't be Mefer is because the Efesh Mitzvah Mivayel. The Baal Lo Yehav Bechlal Bris.
Doesn't the word Bris mean all people? Isn't he a person?
that's
he is a person too.
Right, but a wife doesn't refer to her husband as Brius. Right, she doesn't view him as included in that category
on that side.
Right. Yeah,
I mean that seems to be the whole machlokas. Mm-hmm. What does she mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. Hilkalchay mikri in nefesh. So once I said the Baal's not chabrius. So the Baal could be, her sustenance is still as it was, and therefore it's not in nefesh. That's why locha is, they can't be made, the Baal can't be made for. Okay, let's hold over here in the Ran, right? Next kash the Ran asked is a different question over here. Won't put that on the side for now. It shouldn't affect the train of thought here. Okay, so let's see. So right now we just saw that the assumption of the Gemara is true. There's halacha mishum that this neder allows to be neder from action of Hompeya. That has no bearing on the haforas ha'av. There must be a different reason why haforas baal. Sorry, and the reason has to be is because the din is because she didn't ask her husband b'chal b'riyas, because the term b'riyas from a wife does not include her husband, since she can still be nefesh from her husband. It's not nidrin in nefesh. That's why loch is he can't be meifin. Ema seifa. Let's go. Let's see the next round. Ema seifa. Yochel lehanis nekat shikol peyer. Avol min aba lo yochlo. That's the more is deep. Now, where does that come from? Says the Ran, di ochlo mi baal, because if that she's able to eat from her husband, if the baal is not bechlal bris, hech mutes lekel shechopeya the whole lav an yehi. She's not an oni. Right? Like Rabbi Yo was saying, that's how the Ran is masbir what this is. How the Gemara takes out of the Sefer, the halacha of the Sefer is mechayev that the neset that does answer from the husband only ani maroi lektropia, someone who doesn't have a sustenance, and her sustenance hasn't changed, right? If she wasn't able to eat lektropia compared till now. So now she shouldn't be able to lead next mission.
She's not like Michael, and I'm just telling you that Lekat Shechem Peir are not included in that issue of the nether. We're not saying she can eat Lekat Shechem Peir right now, because right now she's not in that matzah. But we're telling you because it's not included in the nether.
Okay. That's a good question. I think that's some question that you depended that on something else. I think that's not a good question.
Michael was explaining that he said that the words "lekach shechopeya," where it's not connected to it's just at the moment we're thinking it's just telling you that it's not included in the nether. He said it could have been an earlier paragraph or something, you know. So if that's the case, then we're not saying she's necessarily a poor lady right now and she's going to go today lekach shechopeya. We're telling you it's not included in the nether if it ever is applicable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, aren't we saying that the nether makes her a poor lady, right? In other words, that if she users all the brios, so now she has no source of food.
She's not her husband.
No, we're saying that
the husband's not bechlal, we're saying.
What? We're saying that the husband is bechlal.
It has to be. That's the only way. That's the deal from the sefer, that the husband must be bechlal, because...
Right.
But if the husband was not bechlal, then it wouldn't make sense why she's getting like a shechopeya. We're saying
right. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah is telling us: is that the husband's bechlal, and that's enough to consider. And now, aside not the hilchos nedarim. Now let's go into hilchos, right? Is that now that's enough to consider her a poor person, right? And she's in much to do it.
See. Like this, I rather thought that the Ran would sound maybe not like this. See, the Gemara itself sounds like that as a result of the nether, now she could be nene from Lekach Shechem Peir. And that will be a better, a stronger deed that, you know, that it asked everyone and that caused it to become an oni. Mm-hmm. Now in the round, let me see that, That's the way the round makes it as if it's like it's just a halacha, and he's just making an equation over here, right? Mm-hmm. The Mishnah says that the nether allows him to be nether from Shulchan Peir. Now we know that only an oni could, right? So is she an oni or not an oni, right? That's what it would sound like from the round, right? The way Shlomo was saying it, which I thought the Gemara was more mashm like you're saying. That it would sound like that the Mishnah comes to say that the nether made her into an oni, right? Let me just see if that's really right. The deep in the Gemara.
I'm understanding that there's a havamina that just because she can't eat from anybody, doesn't make her an ani, right? In other words, you know, maybe you know her nedarim, despite because of the nether, she can't eat from anybody. Does it have a meaning to think that that doesn't make you able to get shicha, right?
Yeah.
And our mission is telling us, don't think that it doesn't have to be poor because she lost her money in the stock market. It could be that just be, you know, if she cut off all other avenues to get food, so that's enough to be able to eat from these.
By the way, just to what you're saying from another Gemara, even if a person's an usher, he could have $50 million in the bank, but he's traveling and he doesn't have access to any of that money, he can take lekachif or pay.
Right. So that's what, but that's what the mission is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does he have to be makir his stuff to do that?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
No, right. He doesn't have to. Does not have to. Okay, so let's just speak that out again over here. See, if the Mishnah is just coming to tell us the halacha that this neder, right? Like the Ran said, the way the Ran explained in the Mishnah is just letting us know that lekachinah has no dinasina, so there's no tevas anos, so you're not being nene from them, right? So this neder doesn't prevent a person from taking that condition of pain. Now, if there are other conditions, okay, you know, you work that out, right? But that's not the point. That's not the point over here, right? So if that was true, so then the way the Ran seems to be speaking out what the Raya is, you know, how could she eat it? She's not an Oni. You know, well, we're not, you know, that's not the point so much over here. We're just telling whether the nether itself, you're not being mechal the nether by taking it, right? Now, you know, if you have to be an ani, so you know, that's, you got to get yourself to be an ani. That's not so much the point. So that would be a ha'ora, according to that understanding. I mean, definitely, it would sound like some way or another. Shlomo is saying, a better understanding, but definitely sounds like from the Gemara. And the understanding is that she could, right now, she could, right? However, the Gemara got to that, right? And, you know, our explanation over here is just that the din of the nether allows it, whether practically or not, right? The Gemara seems to understand that the Mishnah is saying that practically she could. Right? Shlomo was telling us, you know, why, right? Maybe that, you know, exactly, does that really work out with what I'm saying or not? Right? Maybe, yeah, maybe not. But akoponim. But that would be very, very good to say that as a result of the neder, if that's how he learns, so then if it's very strong. The Gemara is deep, right? The Gemara is saying that, you know, she's left an ani, right? So then the sefer is definitely saying that she can't be nene from her baal. Akoponim. So this is the stira that this Gemara is asking right now. The reisha, right? As far as nidra in the nefesh is concerned, right? And that is mechayvos to say that she could be nene from her husband still, and that's why it's not in nefesh, because lekach shechapeh can't do the job for us. Le'idachisa, the halacha of lekach shechapeh, which the Mishnah, however you got there, but the Mishnah is telling us that she right now in actuality could take from lekach shechapeh, right? On that would suggest that she became an ani and therefore she doesn't have her sustenance. That's the stira here. Okay, let's see the Gemara's terutzim, right? The Gemara says over here three terutzim. First teretz, Omar Ulam, lo'oilom, that Baal is lav b'chlal b'riyesu. Right? Zok the Ulam says like we started, right? And the answer is va'oid en yochel lahofer mipnei shi'chol lehonas beleket shikcha upeir. So, according to Ula, right, we'll see in the Ran what this means, but when the Mishnah is saying this second part, it does have to do with the Din HaFora.
Can you add the word V'oid into the Mishnah, or is just as tied to what the Mishnah means?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know if we necessarily have to put the word in, but that's the understanding, right? Right? Basically. And what the Mishnah is saying is any yochel lahofer, and says the Mishnah that v'oid, there's an addition to this. And we'll see in the Ran that this is not a reason by itself. But oid and yochel lahofer mnei shi'chay lahans nekat shikhu peyer. Right, that's what the Mishnah means to say over here. Now let's see the Ran. Right, let's see the Ran over here. Omarulu loylam baal lav v'chal b'yisu ve'oid and yochel hop meishiyochel lohanes leket shikhu peyer pirush. The Ran says the explanation is as follows: loylam baal lav v'chal b'yisu mishum hoch eni yochel lahofer toha mitzna minei de baal. Definitely that. The main reason why it's not in the nefesh is because she could be nene from the baal, like the Gemara originally understood. Right, avada the halacha of any yochel lahofer has to be based on that. Ve'oid, the afilu baal onihu. Right, ve'oid. Let's have this. Let's have Aran explain. Let's hear this. Ve'oid, the afilu baal onihu en yochel lahofer. Now the Ran explains, right, and this is how the Gemara, this is how the Dik, right, that the Gemara made before is answered, because Va'oid is taking on the fact that the Baal practically can't so he's an Oni. So it's not because of the nether, right? We're bringing in that scenario. V'oid afilu baal onihu en yochel lahofer mei sheyochel lehanes b'leket shikhu peyer. Now, like this. Now, let's hear this what the Ran is saying over here. The Ran says v'oid afilu baal onihu en yochel lahofer. Now it would sound like from the Ran that there's some kind of question over here that we're addressing. If the Baal is an Oni, and as until now, the reason why the Baal can't be made for because it's not in nefesh, because she can be nene from the husband. Now, if the Baal is an Oni, so now what happens as far as the hafor is concerned? It would sound like from the Ran. The Ran is bavoning a question over here that if the Baal is an Oni, so practically she doesn't have that. So as a result of the nether, in a practical way, she has no more sustenance. And now, if that's true, so what's the answer to that? Right? Then we would be saying the leket shikhu peyer, right, is an avenue. Right, and that's why it's not in nefesh, right? but now we know now that now we go like that. And the Ran himself says like this: Umibal nami loy mitzra, right? The Baal, the reason why it's not in nefesh is because mibal nami loy mitzra. The im mitzra be mishum shchay lohanes nachal chukhu peya b'luchud le'amin d'lo yofer, like he said before, d'lo greyei. Right, so let's hear this. And so this Ran, we need just to work this out over here. This Ran, right? I mean, the Gemara would seem to be saying that there will be an additional reason why you can't be mefer if you be an Oni, because you know she has another avenue. Leket shin kompeir. The Ran tells us in it, right, that's not an avenue by itself, but akoponim. But on top of the fact that she came in from the Baal, right, that's what the Ran seems to be saying. Not like this, right? See, but the difficulty over here is like this: is that the way the Ran speaks out over here? It would sound like the fact that the Baal is an Oni takes him out of the picture, right? And as Mamanushoch, right? And as what was this question, right, that we're speaking through? I feel the Baal Oni. Right, still the halacha is he can't be made for it, right? You know, how are you viewing that? I mean, he's an ani, but the, you know, but the neder doesn't aser, right? Then you know he still has his chiv to support her. I mean, so does that take the baal out of the picture? If it does take the baal out of the picture, then leket shikach peah doesn't help us, right? So that's monoshal. Who knows what happened? Obi sounds like from the Ran that if there was no leket shikach peah, so the fact that he's an ani and the Baal can't practically support her, that taco would give him the right to be mefer. So there's some kind of tziruf over here, which I don't really fully understand how this works. It sounds like that, you know, if your issue is in the practicality, it means that the nether itself didn't ask the Baal, right? Right? But practically he doesn't have what to give. And therefore, if you want, from the practical aspect, you want to look at it as if it's in an efesh. So on that we're saying, well, you can still get leket shikach peah because essentially there is no iser in the baal. Right?
So where does the Rav see that? Because
where
does the Rav see that?
I'm reading the Ran, and as I see right. the Ran says va'oy dafil baal onihu ene yochel lahofer. Right? He's asking a question. Right? Even if the baal is an oni, still he can't be mefer. Now it sounds like he's saying. He's questioning if the Baal is an ani, l'chayra, that should be a reason why he could be mefer. And that he's saying, no, you can't be mefer. You know why? Because leket shikach peah. That's what it would seem to me.
Can I
understood it differently? I want to hear. One here, because I have a difficulty with where the Ran speaks this out.
I had a 4 mile walk to Chaim's and back yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I thought of it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure if I have a good answer.
I have a suggestion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since she's not ushered to get hanach from the Baal can go get her leket shikach peah. He can collect the leket shikach peah. He can bring the leket shikach peah. And therefore, she's not going to get the ino nefesh of her having to curl on the floor, picking up pieces of leket shikach peah. She's not going to have the bizarre. She's not going to have to carry it. He can bring the leket shikach peah because he can give her hanach.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But what's so hard to say about the feel Baal ani? Who, right. And therefore he's out of the picture.
So if he's out of the picture,
yeah.
Right, so then what is the avenue of sustenance which is saying that it's not, that it is not in a nefesh?
Well, like a shikach peah.
But this Gemara is not going like that. This Gemara is going, like the Rambam himself continues, that like a shikach peah is not a source which will take someone out of in a nefesh.
That's where I don't see, that's what I think. Where does the Rav see?
Oh, that, look at the rest of the Ran. No.
Yeah.
The Ran says the answer to the Ran is right after the Ran says neishiyoch lachzalon shukpeya. The Ran right away says umibal nami loy mitzro. Of course, it's only because she's not also to the Baal. The imitzro bay, if she was also to the Baal. Just because you can be leket shikach peah, that's not a reason to be mefer. Like he said before, legrei bris ubal from chenvani. So the Ran is saying that Ula is not being choizer from the original hanocha over here.
Yeah, I can tell you. I like what Rav Eliyahu is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe better than what I came up with.
Mm-hmm.
But I had two tzadim. One is that one tzad is that maybe because it's only a suffix, he'll be an ani, and I threw that away because this could be that he's already even an ani. That we don't see that. The Gemara makes a difference. So the other tzad I came up with is that we saw in the Gemara earlier that being an ani is not a permanent matzav. Money comes and goes, and maybe because it's not a permanent matzav, so that's why even if he would become an ani and she temporarily has to have leket shikach peah because it's not permanent. That's what I came up with. I hear Rav Eliyahu's maybe a little bit better. Maybe it's a combination of all of them. I don't know. A combination of all these things. Not sure. Anyway, that's my two cents.
Now, let me just think something. Just think about what Royol is saying. See, if someone else collects leket shukhampeya and gives it to you, so who are you being netted from?
Maybe that person, though. If that person was an ani and he...
Depends.
Yeah. If he was calling it for you, because he's not an ani, if he can even do that, I'm not
even
sure.
If he's an ani... I mean, the mission definitely sounds like we're saying that she, the neuder, could be nene from back at Chukampei, right? So in the case that he's talking about, I would wonder whether once the Baal collects it, right, it's his now.
It's not
right?
called Lekat Chukampei.
So that's not really being nene from Lekat Chukampei. Yeah. See, we would have to say, that's not what Mishnah means. Let's see if we can understand that. Let's see. She made a nether that didn't include the Baal, and that's why it's not in a nefesh. Even if the Baal doesn't have any money, so it doesn't help the fact that she didn't include him, l'chayra, that it should be in nefesh. The answer is that the Baal always could support her, whether it's from his own means or he'll get it from Lekut Shukhampeya. Right? Maybe that's how we'll have to translate that. But if that's so, then the Mishnah really doesn't say anything about her being nene from Lekut Shukhampeya. Right? Which, like, I mean, it's mostly more later that it is, right? That definitely she is. Right? That's the whole deal, as far as Maisa Oni, etc. Right? And for that matter, you know, if the Baal collects Maisa Oni, then she could also be nene from that, right? Mm. Right? Once it comes there. So if we wanted to, to fix what you're saying, maybe we'll say like Yehuda is saying that you know maybe he's not zoichin and he's collecting it for her, right? So then it will be considered that she's getting the leket shukhampeya straight.
Is there a limitation on how much you can take leket shukhampeya?
I guess till you're is ani.
What?
Till you're not ani anymore.
Oh
no, but you can take even a larger amount in one go, even if it puts you way above that.
Okay, that's true too. Right. That's true too, right.
So maybe if he's taking for him and for her, he can take more. So that's why he's taking taka for, specifically for her.
Oh. But according to Yehuda, yeah. that wouldn't be necessary. Right? That's Takam of Ur. It's a mission like that. Yeah, right. Such a halacha.
Which is what? That you can take even after it takes you out of being an ani?
If it's at one time. At one time. That one taking.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. I mean, the truth is that the mission really says is that let's say you collected one time and you're slightly under 200 zoos. Then you can come back and take another, another helping.
Way over.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
All right. Okay. Maybe we could work out exactly the scenario, how that'll be. Okay. Akoponim. Right. So I have a little difficulty in reading this Ran, but Akoponim. But it's very clear in the Ran that the Gemara is still working with this aside, that Lekut Shukhampeya itself is not a source which will take out of Inu Nefesh. It's only working together with the fact that we're still maintaining that she didn't ask the Baal.
I mean, why does he even have to say this in Ulu? Come on to the whole Ani thing. Why doesn't he just say that's a whole different halacha, like we wanted to say before?
How would he be answering the deek of the sefer? I thought that's what he needs to do. He needs to be talking about an ani, right? And not that the nether caused the ani situation.
I mean, we can't throw away the diuk completely. We have to find a way to read in the diuk into some way to understand it. I understand.
So there got to be anias over here, and so we sort of made it a scenario rather than a result of the nether.
Okay.
So depending on how we would have ended up with the question of the father, right? But let's say that she makes such a nether and doesn't have a husband, right? So the way we're saying it is that because it's the husband's responsibility to get the lekach shicha and peya, therefore it's not inui nefesh for her. But if there is no husband, then it would go back to be inui nefesh, and a father in that situation would be able to be made for the made for the nether.
So let me just hear that you're going on the tzad that the av is not b'chal brius. Is that how you're taking on that tzad?
And
we need the fact that leket shikhem peya will help us, and that you're saying that there's between a father and a husband, that only the husband is going to still have support through leket shikhem peya.
Assuming that we.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why doesn't the father have?
In other words, assuming that he's not Bechlal,
he wasn't Aser.
Right. I don't know, is he Mechliv to support her at that point? I don't know, you have to, you know, like, would he have to, collect the like a chicha and pay for.
I mean, does he have a chiv to support his daughter?
Right.
Okay, I hear that. Maybe not. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, if that's what it's based on, that would be a chiv. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Can we say that until 6 years old, he has to support his children?
Well,
a man has to support his children until they're 6 years old. Is that only for boys or for girls?
Yeah, but it wouldn't even be shayach of a 6-year-old girl to make an edit. When we're talking about an 11-year-old girl.
Right. So at that point, there's no, no. I don't think so. I don't think so, really. It is.
I've been with New Jersey statutes, right?
I don't know if there's tuition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for your sorrows.
Okay, let's see. So far we saw Ula. Let's go on to Rava. Rava Amar Lo Eilam Baal Bechlal Brisu. Okay, Rava's taking a different avenue. Rava says, Rava's the other side of things. That Lo Eilam Baal Bechlal Brisu. So that the Baal is Nesar. Matam Ko Omar, Matam Yochel Hofne, Shechoy Lohonis Bek Shechoy Peir. So Rava is the other side that the Ran spoke out, that the Gemara was taking on. Not like that. Rava is learning the Mishnah that the reason Itaka is in the Sinas time. Let's see the Ran. Rava Omar Lo'ilam Baal Bechlal Briyesu Matam Ko Omar Matam En Yoch Lohobne Sheyuchoy Lelehonis Mekhan Shechul Peyer. Says the Ran, Sphir Lele Rava De Afagav De Lo'i Kotoni So that was the original deek, right? One of the deek. It doesn't say mipnei, right? That's why the Gemara took on in the first place. It's not in the Sinas Tam. So Rav is not concerned about this, right? Even though it doesn't say mipnei. Mipmeila mashma dematam ko'omer. Right? That's something that we understand. It's not necessary. It's not necessary for the Tana to stress the mipnei. That we can figure out that that's the reasoning. Okay? Fine. Zoktavan. The kasha tuvo, ulerava migreye migari brius ubal mipeiros chenvoni shein panasosi el mimenu. Tikutani yof mi nefesh. Basically, the Ran is asking that, I mean, until now, right? The basis in Svara, it should follow that Lekat Shidchapeh is not something which is going to make take you out of Yinei Nefesh. So what do you do with that, right? That's basically the Svara that we were working until now. Let's see. Zotram Tisra Haram Bar Shnei Yisuchar Nivroch. Dohocho Bishalikto Leket Shikho Peya. We're talking about over here where the Leket Shikho Peya was already collected. V'yecholehi Lehonis Mimenu. So she has it already. And the Mishnah is saying that she could be nene from it. That's why the halacha is a lo yofer.
That's
a good question. But let's see what the Mishnah is saying. I mean, the Mishnah is saying that currently, there's no din to be mefer because there is no inei nefesh in this nether. Now I agree with you that I would have thought that as long as potentially the nether has an inei nefesh, doesn't have to be that right now it is. I would have also thought that that's enough to make it inei nefesh. Right? I didn't think that we'd judge with the current, and you know when the inei nefesh kicks in. No, that's when it would sound like from over here that right, we have rise to this.
What about the future, you know, if she's married and us is all the you know, the whole world to have tashmish with her, that so
what do you see there?
That if it were that we said it was beino beinar, right, but if it were inu nefesh. Right, and even though the Inu Nefesh is only going to come later after the divorce, so that potentially Inu Nefesh is considered Inu Nefesh.
No, I don't think that's the way they learned it. Rishonim said that if he's not included, and so there's no issue now because she's only asering, then she bichlal didn't mean tashmish.
What?
That's what the Ram says.
That's the Ram, the Rosh, that's in our Gemara here.
You're referring to the Gemara before,
but,
right? Okay, he's referring to something else. Let's hear that. Right? What are you taking out?
He's saying
that even though she was home. Let's say, if Tashmish is Inu Nefesh, right? Right? At that, back in the Gemara over there, right? We want to bring the Rai from over here.
Okay. And there she was not answering her husband because.
Well, he was made for him. He's able to be made for himself, right? But he wasn't able to be made for.
Right for others. I'll leave it there. I mean, that's because it's not Eden Nefesh.
Right, word in an nefesh, he would have been able to.
A word to be in nefesh, he would be made for everyone.
Stronger, right? Because right now she's married to him. Right. Maybe she'll never lose us, and maybe she'll die before he dies, or never get divorced. It's not mukhrat that we're going to come to Gesmin in nefesh. I want to bring a raya from Rukitsa. The stage of Rima where
from where?
Rukitsa.
Yeah.
Right, because by we said on the stage where the more thing is talking about Rukitsa's owner, right? So that's not according to Abana, that is in a nefesh, so they can be mefer, right? But for today, it's not in a nefesh. Everyone agrees that right now, not bathing for a couple of hours for a day or two is not a nefesh. But since it's going to get to in a nefesh, then it can be mefer. And that's muchach that's going to get that way. Because your kid's not muchach that's going to become an nefesh. Mm-hmm. Maybe stay married to him.
See, something's bothering me because I thought, didn't we make a chiluk exactly the other way? They asked by Yom Kippur, and they said Yom Kippur, what's usur, is something even though you don't have inui nefesh today, but it'll bring you to inui nefesh. Isn't that what they said? Or is that what they said? Oh, no, maybe that's what they said by a neder.
Right.
By Yom Kippur, it has to be inui nefesh today. And neder, they asked anything that'll bring you to Imei Nefesh, even if it's not today? That's what we said? Oh, maybe Taka, that's what we said. Okay, fine. Okay, Shekhov. Okay, fine.
Now, when you get to this Rai over here, just in order maybe to try to maintain maybe what it would seem to say over here, is that maybe there's a mokum lechalik. Now, rechitza, the rechitza's oilam, or whenever that point of inin nefesh starts, is really a result of now, right? Right? You know, however long it takes, right? So the true that it didn't actualize now, but the preventing of washing now is a direct cause of that. But when a person has Paris right now, you know, in nefesh is after it runs out. But right now, it's, you know, there's b'chlal, no in nefesh, right? So you know, imishum ha, maybe we could still maintain what it says over here, right? Maybe we have a raya even to such a thing like this, right? But that will be a mokum lechalik.
I mean, right. This one says, Bichlal not inui nefesh now, but it will be later. Can you be mefer for that? I'm wondering if that's... Maybe a machlokas.
So we have to understand that if she had, you know, if she had her fridge filled for today,
yeah, right. I hear what you're saying, right. That's why I didn't think so. Someone, you know, you ask the Paris Oilum, right? You know, it's in that, right? You know, you don't find a difference whether, you know, you have a stock, you know, of your own at this point, right? Yeah, yes, that definitely. I didn't think so. I'm not sure what to make of this man over here, but it sounds like that's what we're saying over here. Right, Rabbi Yo, what do you have for us on this? Any schoyde?
Just have a different question.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is there an emotional inu nefesh that she'll be worried if it's not, or is inu nefesh only like physically things will become us to her physically?
Is you're asking it? Specifically over here or in general?
In general. Inu nefesh, does it include emotional inu nefesh only like that physically should be deprived physically?
What did we say by doing laundry that brings you to like a craziness, right? Is that called inu nefesh?
I'm saying that because of her nether, she's not going to be worried about something. But she's going to be, I don't know. Okay, anyway, I don't want to think off the path. You have to go by that issue.
It's a change in status.
What is the point of that question?
Right. Okay.
Yeah, correct. That's you know, you have to bring rise to that, to your shayla. Yeah, but let's just figure something, because there's another tazdik over there I want the Ulam to help me with. So when the Ran makes the difference, it sounds like to me from the Ran that like saying that it sounds like he's saying that she collected letters from her and she has, right? That's what we mean. That leket shikhum peya could prevent inu nefesh. Now if look at how the Ran continues on, he says that, and this, you know, this greater part of the round sounds like more like Michael was saying, as if he's making a difference. Why does Lek Shikhapeh help here, right, and not there, right? So that's what the round says. And over there in the Mishnah Bachenvani Panasalsoi, the other round Leel Bishenodjo Bimoyis Hagishomim She Evshelo Leket Lelaket Evshelo Laket Shemhoch Yofer. The way the Ran is mechalik, that over there, that she was neither at a time that ef shelo lakit, right? Whatever that means, you know, meisim shalom, nothing left, or whatever that means, right? Now, there's just a slight contradiction over here in what is necessary, mm-hmm. right? Because the Ran sounds like saying that when there is lecture available, but she needs to have collected it. She has it in her hand, right? When she has it, okay, then fine, not in an effish, but she needs to go out and collect it. That's in an effish, right? So, like I said, why did he say over there is talking about when there's nothing available, right? Right? There's a little discrepancy over here about that.
The Hakosa Tsunim actually changes the Gersa.
Oh, yeah? Yeah,
Matthias Haram Bashnizach and Rotha, the Hakha instead of Shalikha says Bishkicha.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know who goes from base, Nun Dalad Zion, the Gia the Hakha Bishkicha. I don't know who that is.
What does it change the Gersa?
Bishkicha. Instead of Bishalokta, it says Bishkicha.
Okay. That might answer one of our questions.
right. Now, but that now, like this, means as far as the Svaras Hadvorim, right? See, we at least, you know, we're happier the fact that, because we were discussing before, you know, having to go collect, you know, that's Inun, right? So, if she collected, right, fine, you know, it's we're past that, fine, you know, she has it here, right? But once he's talking about Shchicha, that, you know, you still have to have that. So that would mean that Rava is not concerned about that, right? That wasn't, right? The main question over here is the sphere in halachas, right? But, you know, but as far as that's concerned, you know, he's okay to say that, you know, going out and getting it, you know, whatever is involved in that, that is not nechshav ini nefesh, and therefore, you know, that would be an avenue of support. You have a Gemara which seems to say not like that. Okay, that's when it's not available. Right? That's what he'd be saying. Right?
Possibly that from someone like Kriyachot to Lumikot, it's like someone who has like various degrees of security on the street he has. Right? So maybe that's Peshawar here, like in terms of what's in the nefesh. And most people don't have enough money to cover all the expenses for another year. And we don't have that kind of money in the bank, right? It's
okay.
Now there's a few hundred thousand dollars. So, I think probably the way that social programs were set up in those days is that you, during the season of the harvest, you collected enough, whatever it was, it lasted you through to the year, however the programs were built, right? So, if it's during the season, that's when the net starts, so that she can, you know, go into that style of living and be covered. At least there's a plan. And next year, okay, I'll have the next season, right? But if the net starts in the middle of the winter, then she's like, oh, stranded in the middle of
nowhere. You answer our other question. Yeah, she's gone.
Okay.
But the emphasis of the net is only for a short amount of time. Because if the net is la'olam or whatever, then it doesn't matter if it's right now there's like a chukapeo, right now it's mentioned something, it's gonna eventually be
this is what
we discussed in the first place, right? And this is
So it's for a limited amount of time.
So see, like this, how are you going? Are you learning with the way we have the gears in the round that you collected?
I'm just saying he talks about Yod Mosad the Shaman, so he's talking about
okay.
That.
So you must have shown him there is no lecture from available.
I understand that, but if you make the nether in the summertime when there is like a shukam peh, there will be most in a couple of months.
So what he's saying is you collect in the summer enough for the whole year to get you back to the next year. Okay. But if you do it in the winter, you didn't collect. Now you're stuck. That's what he's saying. He's answering that question.
I thought what you're heading at, maybe just to think about this. What about in the opposite scenario, Taka? That she made the nether in the winter, right? And the husband didn't find about it till the next season when at this point there is a right available, right? Alright, so what would that, what's that? That means the nether at the time of the season, nether was in an nefesh, and now it's not in an nefesh at the time, or maybe even not. I'm just thinking according to what I'm saying. Oh no, okay. You need to be talking like that. husband didn't hear about it. He heard about it at the time of Neder, there was in a nefesh, so then it would be chal yom shamayim. But Akopon, Rabbi, such a thing like
she
that.
She would have survived because she made another in the Baal of the Chlav. So she can't get enough of her husband. There's no like it should have been in the winter. She wouldn't have made it to the summer
okay,
so until the husband heard about it.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so far we saw Ula and Rava, and they're arguing, like we'll see in the Hemshech HaGemara, whether Baal is Bechlal Brius or not. Whether we need him to maintain that it's not Irin Efesh to have the Loch Vinoch Lohofer. Now up to the third Tetz of Nachman. Nachman Omer Lo'ilam Baal Lav Bechlal Brius Hu. Right? Nachman's going back. The Baal is Lav Bechlal Brius Hu. Now, what's with the Seif of the Mishnah? V'hochi Klatani. What the Seif of the Mishnah means to say as follows. Nizgarsho Yechol Lehonis B'leket Shikho U'peyim. The Reish is telling us that the Neder didn't answer her husband and she has a support. It's not in a nefesh. She can't be mefer. She can't be nen. She can't take lekut shichum peya, because she's not an oni. Now the seif is talking about with what by nizgarshim. Nizgarshim yichol lehanes lekut shichum peya. And let's see in the Ran to see what's the point. What's the chiddush of the seif? Zok the Ran. Rav Nachman ba'olam b'baal lav b'chal b'riyusu. Mishum hochli layofer. Like we originally thought. Shim loy hoisi yichol lehanes menu. Because right now the Gemara is going like we originally said. If she couldn't be nefesh from Apri Shechel Lohanis Blech Shechel Peya, in a nefesh have you, and he could be mefer. Now the safe of the Mishnah is as follows. Hochi Katani, Nizgarshom, if he's Megarsher, Yechoyle Lohanis Blech Shechel Peya, she could be nefesh from that. The less behu Tevas Hano, the Aziv Aksiv behu, like the Ran said in the Mishnah, that issue that taking from Leket Shikchum Peya, maybe that would be an end of Mabrius. That's the Mishnah telling that's Mutter. The Kamash Malon. And the main Chiddush over here is the Lichishen is Garsho Yachse Haba Lies Bechlal Isser Habrius. The Ein Lolehones Elo Beleket Shikchum Peya. So the Ran says as follows, that the Chiddush of the Sefer is Nizgarsha, right? So fine. So now she doesn't have the support. So if the question that we had before was, the Hakar Shminev Nekon Shechem Peya, if she could be Nenna from the Baal, right? That's where the whole D came from. So now we're talking about, well, regardless, the Baal's not in the picture. Not because of the Neder. The Neder, the Taka doesn't take him out of the picture. Novos Nizgarsha, right? So now that's why. So if it's an Nizgarsha, so on that the Mishnah is saying that now she could be Nenna from Lekar Shechopeya. Kapon, she doesn't have the support of her husband. So she's an only because of an Nizgarsha. But the Ran says more than that, right? And the Ran says that what the Mishnah says, I'm not sure why the Gemara needs to do that, right? I heard that would be sufficient just to say, it's because of Nizgarsha, that's why she's an Oni. Right? And we're coming to tell you, like the Ran said, the Ikar Chiddush is that this Neder allows one to take Lekar Shechem Peya because there's no Din Nesina. I would have been happy with that. But the Ran is telling us that the Gemara has come to say more than that. Right? That we're coming to say that there's a Chiddush that the Baal becomes Nesar. Nizgarsha, so now he doesn't carry the status of Baal, so now he's like everyone else, right? So now he enters the category of Brius, and now the Neder talks to him, and now she can't be Nana from him.
Once he's Nizgarsha, he's not going to want to give her a Hana anyway.
Okay. Separate from
The nether is answering. So there's a chiddush over here, which that the whole hemshach of the Ran, you know, whether the shtim to Yishami or not, that this according to this teretz, what we see over here is that even though at the time of the nether, the Baal was not bechlal the Isser HaNeder, nevertheless, that if something changes and then he does belong to that group, then the Isser Neder will be chal on him. Now let's just think about that for a moment. Someone asks his bris, right? Those people, let's say, that are born, are born, right? They weren't here, right? And they're born later, right? So, is that this also b'chal l'shaili over here? That since the bris didn't talk to them at the time of the nether because they weren't around, is that a pshat or no? That avada, if you're not around, you know, so then you know whenever they come, they're b'chal bris. They were leibah la'olam. The nidin in the Ran is that if we're talking about someone who was here, and nevertheless the nether didn't talk to that person, so then the fact that his status changes is not gonna change whether the nether now should refer to him.
It does change, he says.
What?
He says it does change.
Well, I'm saying that's the issue over here, right? Right? That's the chiddush the Ran is speaking out. Right, so that could be so we're saying is that's only if now we really need to know maybe what is the crux of this Shiloh, right?
How could it change 6 months later? If he wasn't the father neither, so
well, see, because like this, I mean, so like this, I mean, we could explain that, and that's why I want to see just to point out what is the root of the Shiloh over here. She answered Bries, right? Right, for a year's worth of time, right? So you know there's such a nether which is here exists for a year. So if the understanding is that this nether answers anyone who is bechlal bris for the next year, so you know even at the time of the nether this person was bechlal bris, but now he's bechlal bris. Right, so now the nether will pertain to him, right? Just like we were saying that you know people who are born, you know after the nether is made, right? You know if that only assuming that's more simple, right? But right.
We say the flip side also. If she marries someone else, that person would pop out of the nether if we say.
Theoretically, that should be that might be a little harder, but yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point, right?
I think that's a Yiddish. Is that true?
But I guess it should be really, really. Holy in this shiloh, if the understanding is that the is on Bries, right?
She won't be able to be makabel kedusha from the other guy because he was already with all Bries and she could get hung up on him. She could be makabel.
Yibum.
I think that's Tullu in this whole. You have to read this whole Ran and then decide what you think.
Okay. That's probably true to properly discuss the Shiloh. Yes.
You can ask, is that Toluin Rabbi Yishmael versus Rabbi Akiva? And then Bichlal, how does that stem with our Gemara? And the possible machlokas between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli.
I mean, that definitely is where the Ran goes is that the Ran says that our Gemara, according to this explanation of the Gemara, our Gemara doesn't actually with the Yisham. Our Yisham will not hold this Teretz of Rav Nachman.
Right. Because the Yerushalmi says that the whole question is her kavan is for Iker Neder, and then you come on to the machlokas of Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yekah, what's called Iker Neder, and our Gemara is holding it's her kavan isn't for Iker Neder, her kavan is Lashon B'nei Adam.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
I was impressed with my ability to be makacha the entire run there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what he said.
Okay. So that's the Ran points out over here that according to this explanation of the Gemara, that the Gemara is coming to tell us a chiddush that when after a gerushin, then the person who was her husband originally, which was not Bechlal Bries, if he changes that status and he's not Baal anymore, so now he enters the category of Bries, and at this point, the nether will be Chal on him. Okay.
Can I come back to something we discussed before and just see? Meaning, at this point, even though when they get there, if they would get divorced, chas v'shalom, she can only get like a chikopeya. The Ran says that's for sure inui nefesh, and nevertheless, he's not going to be able to be mefer because of a possible inui nefesh later.
I didn't follow on that one time.
If they would get divorced, she can only have like a chikopeya, according to Rav Nachman.
Right.
And that's for sure inui nefesh. The Ran said before, all you can get is like a chikopeya, that's for sure inui nefesh.
Okay, right.
Okay.
Right.
But nevertheless, the Baal can't be made for now because maybe she's only gonna have inui nefesh lacher gerushin.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That seems to be the way the Ran is learning. Right? The fact that either she will come to an inu and nefesh later, or in this case, really, she might come to an inu and nefesh later. That might be even weaker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He can't be mefer now.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if you think that the Rush is arguing on that, and he holds not like that.
Well, Greg, what do you see in the Rush?
And then the Rush, which I think it's the Stever Yisrael. I'm of a Nidgarsha. Let's start there. Nidgarsha, Yechol, Enos, Lech, and Jacob, Pale, Shesh, Garsha, Havia, Baal, Vichlal, Abrius. He's masking to that. The Hachi Nadra, Konam, Shaninen, Elechol, Adam, Shemid, Kari, Brius, Vishas, Hana. So later when she's going to be called Brius at the time that he gives her the Hana, and she's not going to be able to get for him. Afagav the Hashta, Lo Mitzer, B'shel Baal, they change the gears here, B'shel Baal, Yechola, Asra Alav, La'achar's mom. So she nevertheless, and he kind of says it in a strange way, I mean, but he's going to be Asr later. Minitahava, I'm Makdish the land that I'm selling you when I take it back. So just because she can aser him now, so she also can aser him achar zaman.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. The way he's, just to be medayak in the Rush, he's saying she's not asering him just because that's not her intention, but technically she could aser him.
Right.
Yeah. The afagav dahashta lohavi inui nefesh, this is really, even though now it's not inui nefesh, Hol v'yovo lide inui nefesh likshed nidgarsha matzi mefer. What's the Rush saying?
Where does it say matzi mefer?
He says matzi mefer, right?
But doesn't the Mishnah say any yochel hafer?
Oh, good. So good. How do you stem the Rush with the Mishnah?
Okay.
Good.
That's a good question.
So I thought about this a while. I came up with one way. I'm curious to see how the adult learns that Rush. Or the Olam. I guess.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. What do you want to say? What do you want to say?
I mean, I don't know how good it is. This is all I can remember. I mean, he seems to be saying that the way Rav Nachman would understand is when it says Enu Yochol Lahafir, it means at the time that the Inui Nefesh comes when they have the Gerushin. But in Hachinami, when he hears about the Neder and they're still married, he could be made for that Neder because it's eventually going to come to an Inui Nefesh. It's a very difficult way to learn the Mishnah, but I don't see a different way to understand the Rush.
Okay, so you had already, you know, 4 or 5 hours on this.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'll let you get back to me.
Say what you said, right? For us, you know, we need some time, you know, to...
Good, fine. Come up with something better for me, because I don't love what I'm saying, but I can't understand.
I just saw it for the first time, but the way I read it is that he's saying that's how we can chant the second statement of the Mishnah. In the case of, while we're still married in Yom Kippur, for the...
Right. Definitely, then he can't be made for it. Right. So that's it. Yeah. Hoyle Yochan. I don't know. Okay. This is right. I didn't see this part of the Rosh.
The Sifta says the Karen Ora discusses this, and they explain what the Karen Ora says, but I couldn't understand heads and tails of what the Sifta was saying.
Okay. Okay, let's just see if we can make the end of the sugya over here. Okay, so we have in the Gemara 3 Mahalchim how to learn the Mishnah, and of these 3 Mahalchim, it comes out as a machlekes whether or not the Baal is b'chal b'riyus or not. Now the Gemara is going to focus on this, right? Eisvei Rova Rav Nachman. Rova, he's the one who has held that Baal is b'chal b'riyus. He asked the kasha. Is it possible to say the Baal is not b'chal b'riyus? We have the Mishnah over here, right? The Mishnah later on says, "Vosnan nutulanim na Yehudim yofer chelkoi utem esham shosoi tenutul ma Yehudim." What does the Mishnah say? Right? The Mishnah says that, right, we'll assume right now, right, that the Netulana Hidim is an Isser Tashmish from this category of people called Yehudim, which the Gemara is equating to Brias, like we spoke before. Is the halacha is Yofer Chelkoi, the Baal could be made for Chelkoi, Tem Sham Shosai, Tem Tumana Yehudim, however, the Neder remains concerning everyone else, and that's like we saw in the Gemara before, this is a Bein Eleveino, he could only be made for concerning himself. Now, if we were bringing the raya from this Mishnah, right, as whether the Baal is b'chal or not, I think we would have said, poshut, the Mishnah says, you know, yofer chelkoi. Yofer chelkoi, pretty simple, right? The Baal is a mefer chelkoi. It's obviously that the Neder spoke to the Baal, right? That would be the simple understanding, right? So, when we read the Gemara, right, if we're paying attention, you know, like sometimes like we already thought what the Rai was, so they just like we just read the Gemara and somehow the words mean what we think, right? But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says the Amr Balav B'chal B'riyasu. What's the Rai? Zok Gemara Nidu Ine Nefeshin. Zok the Gemara, if it were written to be that the Baal is Lav B'chal B'riyas, then the Neder is in a nefesh. That means that he should be able to make a total hafora like the din of eating nefesh, right? Which, you know, hard to understand. What do you mean?
Hard?
What the Gemara means, right? Coming into the Gemara, I mean, we assume that till now, that's how we always talk, that in Tumah Yehudim means something definite. Right? It means the Tashmish, right? So Tashmish is not in an Ephesh, but not finished. Like, you know, so what are you telling me? That if it asks the Baal, doesn't ask the Baal, you know, it's going to change the status of in an Ephesh. I mean, Tashmish, it is what it is. So that's where the Ran helps us, right? If, you know, if you're able to figure out with the Gemara before seeing the Ran, then, you know, then Yashu Kechachel. Right. So let's see the Ran. So there's two things that we need to know over here, right? Is what is the Pshat Nizgirsa And why didn't the Gemara say something which seems to be much more simple, right, as the Raya? Okay, but we'll put that second piece on the side for a second. Let's figure out how to, let's see the Raya, how the Raya patches. At Memson, there is a Shaila in the Girsois, and, you know, and the initial Girsa that the Raya has is Kipshutoi.
Can I ask just one question? The Ran has a possibility that the two anim that I use is not a peris. But the Mishnah says, Yafa Chalko Teimishamashto. I don't know how you can touch that to do with peris. Those words sound like.
Okay, so let's see it in the Ran, right? Because maybe someone won't believe you.
we'll see
in the Ran. Let's first see what the Ran says, and then that will bring out the question a little stronger. Okay, so in the Ran it's mivur that is two, there are two girsos over here, and you see in the Eisvei Rav Lo Nachman when he speaks out the Gemara, Nutuan Me'ayhudim, Shaul Sano as Tashmisha Molehel. I'm reading that Ran. The Amrit Baal Lav Bechal Briyasu Lomo Lo Haforo. Simple, right? If he's not b'chlabrius, why does he need a hafora? The ha'il, they have b'chal iser, right? State the vowels mefer chelkoi, right? Hem sham shalser. Let's jump over here. The Ran discusses the our girsa in the next divra ma'asel, which is in the Moris Teretz, around four lines down. V'ikenaschi the garasi v'amid ba'al lav b'chal briusu. You see what that is? Let me just make sure
I have a dot before mine, a period.
V'ika naschi, there are some nuschois, the garsi, that their goris the following. In the Gemara's Raya, the following. V'amrit ba lav b'chlal b'riyasu nidrin in nefeshu. If it were to be that Baal is lav b'chlal b'riyas, then this neder should be nidrin in nefesh. Nabezoi lefer lo lo oilum. Zokteran, this is the pshat. Rochi perushi. I amet bishlomo de baal bechlal bris. This is what Rav is saying, right? That this Mishnah would make sense, like me, if baal's bechlal bris, who, vichy omer natula anima yehudim, baal bechlal, right? Which we ask his tashmish on the klal of Yehudim, the baal would be including in that. So ikle frushe. So we could explain and understand what the accomplishment of this neder is. The chiyomran tu ani min haYehudim mitash mishkama. Taka means like that. Kipshutai shabol leh tashmish baylo hamutulo. So what she's coming to do is she's come to ask the tashmish baylo im tashmish kol haYehudim. That's beikar what she's coming to accomplish with the kol haYehudim. That's what she's also, anyways, to everyone else at this point. Black upon him, but she's asking Baila. And that's why the halacha is that it is nidrui, it's not, it's only ben venas, it's not in an afish. That's why the halacha is. And therefore, the imtiz garish, since hafor doesn't help for anything more than himself, this garish, the hinitul mayhudum, like the Mishnah says. You shouldn't have gone shben venosh, in a meflachem, kasik nael, like we saw before. So that's what Rava says. This the simple understanding of the Mishnah is good according to the way I hold that the Baal is Bechlal Bris, Bechlal Yehudim. El Yamet, the Baal Bechlal Bris, who? Oy Bazoi, Vichy Omer, Tulon Ani Ma Yehudim, Ein HaBaal Bechlal. Oy Bazoi, then she's not asking the Baal. See, if that's so, what's she doing?
Can
she's asking.
Why is it automatic that if Baal is Bechlal Bris, that is Bechlal Yehudim? Maybe there's a difference. The word brios means something, and maybe Yehuda means something else. Maybe, I mean, we're right away assuming that if he's b'chal brios, he's b'chal Yehuda. If he's not, he's not. I don't know why. It's a different lashon. Okay. Just put that out there.
Okay.
Just wanted to say.
Okay. Yeah. Even Cain, Dr. Dan, that if it were to be that it's not answering the Baal is not b'chal brios. That what the nether is asking can't any more mean, right? Can't any more refer to Nisr Tashmish. Because regardless, she's also. The nether is only talking to everyone else. and it's asking something which is regardless also at the present moment. El al kolchoch. So if that would be so, then we'd have to understand what the neder is talking to. What's the iser in the neder? It's not tashmish. Ela nutlani mehanos pereisem kolno. That's what would have to be. We're not referring to tashmish. Now, if so, the imkain nidre inoy nefesh inun. And if that would be true, then it should be nidre inoy nefesh. And I bazoi yofer lola oilum. The hasik and breish pirkan the mefer ben laatzmoi ben laachirim. Now let's just hear what he's saying. Right? How this follows that we're saying that the Baal is not bechlal, right? Yehudim, he's not bechlal Yehudim. So the neder only talks to everyone else. If it only talks to everyone else, so it can't be referring to Tashmish because they're also anyways. Elamai means Paris. Now, but if she didn't ask the husband. So why taka is it in a nefesh? Right? She asked the parents of everyone else. The parents from her husband, she could still be nana. Right? So why does the Gemara hold that this is in a nefesh? That's what's the planis, right?
That's what he's addressing at the end, no? And the run that we skipped earlier, that she's asering their payrus. So even if the Baal would buy payrus from them, she still can't get from it. Now you might say, well, what if he himself is a farmer?
Yeah.
His own payrus.
Right. So for some reason, right. So for some reason, that's I don't know why that's not an option that he has his own source. But the reason why it's in nefesh, right? Very good, like you're saying that was around from before, is that if he's asking the payrus hastiness of Hanoah's payrus from someone else, that means it's not even going to help to buy it from someone else, and therefore the fact that she could be nana from the Baal is not going to help us, and it's still b'chlal nijini nefesh. Okay, that was now talk the Rambam before that we talk should have gotten back to, but that's the point over here. Shkoyach. So let's hear the cheshbon. So zok the Gemara, right? That the tliya in the Gemara is that we only way we can understand that the nether is on tashmish, which would mean that it's bein leveno, which would allow to such a halach that the Mishnah says you offer chelkei and not the others. That's only if Tashmish Taka would have an accomplishment. So Zok Rava, like according to me, that Baal's Bechlal, when she said she didn't tell me how Yehudim, there's accomplishment in that Ned that'll ask her to her husband, fine. So it'll Taka can refer to Tashmish, and it's only Ben Veno, and that's the Pshat in the Mishnah over here. However, if you hold that doesn't ask the Baal, so and Issa Tashmish is talking to people that are regardless also. So that's the Gemara says Behechach means something else. that's what it should be, and it would have to refer to an Isser Hano from everyone, and that would therefore be Ini Nefesh because the fact that she's Muteris to her husband doesn't help us because apparently he's not a source, right? He's not a source of things that she needs. He has to get it from others, and the neder will ask her even if he's going to be the one who's going to get it.
You spoke it out that the reason it doesn't work is because her neder is not accomplishing anything because she's already ushered to all of those other people. It sounds like you're saying even if she would be mefarish, then I'm ushering tashmish on the whole veld except for you. That won't work.
Well, over here we're. I mean, if she was specifically say tashmish, I don't think that we could make it something else. It sounds like that the netul ani is soivel. It tolerates another translation. In other words, you have the primary translation, and then you know, it has a certain vagueness to it that if we have a reason why it can't mean the primary definition, it can mean something else. But I think that Nechama, if she would specifically say something clearly that it means tashmish, I don't think that we could make it into something else. That's what I would think.
I mean, I'm just saying that I thought it was talui and really what we think she means. That if we think, the husband, then she, if we think for whatever reason she's not including the husband, then we don't think that she's talking about tashmish either. If we already think that she's including the husband, or maybe say it the other way. If I think really the Gemara meant it the other way. If we think she's talking about tashmish, then for sure she would have meant to include her husband, because that's the whole reason she's really making the neder. Meaning she's making the neder because she's directing it. This is what I thought the Ran meant. She's really directing it towards her husband, and she's saying it in a nice way, maybe not to offend him so overtly. So she uses the whole world. But since we think she means tashmish, therefore we assume that she also means to include her husband, because that's really what she's. That's her whole purpose in the first place. Otherwise, she has no purpose. If we think that she's not including her husband, then bichlal, there's no reason for her to be making this on tashmish, because that's the only reason she was making in the first place, and therefore, you know, we assume that she's talking about something else.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's all just a question of what did she mean when she said this? That's what I thought.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that really brings us to the Moris Teretz, right? In other words, taking this neder as what it should mean under normal circumstances, you know, doesn't make sense. So where do you go now, right? The Gemara understood that if you held that the Baal is not bechlal, then that doesn't give, right? So must be that the translation of what you're answering is going to change. And that's what I said. Well, if that changes, it becomes the Nidin Nefesh, so now the halacha that the Mishnah says, you can't make for a chachem, is not true. And for the Gemara, that Shani Hocha, the Mukh Milsa Dal Hatera Ka'asa Nafsha, which the Gemara really is saying, using that Hechruch, that Zolti Gemara, not the Pshat, that because the Neder has to talk to her husband, it will become a different Neder. On the contrary, I agree with you. Right? I agree with you that definitely that I mean, it's mevur over here. It's not nidrin in nefesh. So the neder is remaining as a neder on tashmish. Or because of that problem itself, that's what lends us to say that her intention, taki, is something different than others, than otherwise. Right? So that is the Gemara's answer. That's the Gemara's teretz taka. I'm asking over here. Definitely this. This Mishnah is the husband is Bechlal, but this is the exception, because it's only because of the Hechrich of the Matzav that's what's forcing us to say she means that. But Ba'al Matak doesn't mean it. Now, let's just speak out just one moment, just this last thing over here, that why does the Gemara have to make such a complicated Raya, right? I mean, the Raya is very, very simple. Right? You know, it's one of the Baal Bechlal. I mean, the Mishnah says that Yofer Chelke Teim Sham Shosan, right? He's been made for it. If he's not Bechlal, why is he being made for it? That's a good question, no?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
See, you saw over here, you saw the Rosh?
Oh.
The Rosh.
It's halfway down this long one, that's our Shani.
Yeah, I don't know if you have the same ones, right, but it's a long one, different Masl Shani Hocha. It's in that piece. Towards the end, he says, V'lishna kama meravach ul posher yoyser, right? That's basically that pshat. You see where that is? I don't know if I can give you a good direction on this, but it's towards the end. It's really towards the end of the Rosh. So maybe if you start from the end and you work your way up a little bit, where he says, "Belishnekama meruvel chupashet yoyse." You see where those words are? You have that over there? Yeah. Okay. See, he says that's what he's referring to, and he says, "Ela de'efsher de'koshaluhu mishum de'ikla meimer." The reason why you might not be satisfied with the simple raya of why is he being mefer, he says, "Loyim ba lav b'chlal briyusu v'ha ditzorch lahafer chelkoi kedushim megam liel dileel." Right. Remember, we had in a Mishnah before that. Right, there's a machlokes, the Isha makes the nether, which this nether is not relevant now. She can't ask her now. And therefore the question is should the Baal be mefer? Right? You know, so Rav Shmuel says that he should be mefer for later. Right? In case after Gerushin. V'hochenami l'fum riyato the Almo Baal B'chal B'yisu. Alright, that's basically the vote. I mean, the vote over here is that there is a way of explaining what the purpose of the Hafara is, how that this wouldn't be a Raya. That maybe Lo'olam, the Baal is not B'chal B'yisu, right? But this is really all working with what we mentioned before. That later, after Gerushin, he'll become B'chal B'yisu. And then the nether will aser, and therefore the purpose of being made for the nether is for later. What's negev for later? Right? That's how you could have learned the Mishnah. So that's why it's not a simple raya that the fact that he has to be made for that he's bechlal bris currently, because maybe not, and maybe the reason why he's being made for is similar to what we find, such a sheet like that he should make a hafar, even though it's not relevant now, it's relevant for the future.
I mean, the whole logic doesn't go away. Then she's really just being mefer for... She's being mefer for him in the future?
So we're assuming... Mm-hmm. Right. So you're right. I mean, this maybe we could have asked even then, right? You know, this whole... The pshat that the Ar Girsa is not really at all reckoning with the future, right? And we're just talking about that about now is that that we're saying over here is that it's not relevant. So if it's not including the Baal, so it's all talking about after. Maybe it's because I have to speak this out that the raya that we're bringing is because it's not relevant to anyone else, right? And that's why, right? That's what our whole raya is, right? It's only negated to the Baal. Now, you know, if you talk about the future, I mean, at a point when she's not married to him, then she's mutaris to other people, and then it could be relevant to that. Right? So it sounds like we're not taking that into the account, b'chlal, right? Even though, concerning what we're saying, the hafora of the Baal, right? I don't know if it's a contradiction, but it's, right? You know, as far as what her intention is current. That's what the raya is based on. And the reason why we didn't bring the simple raya is because the din hafor of the Baal taka could be negate to the future, even though it's not a year right now. That's what comes out. Okay, a couple of them. But I just wanted to give Mar Mokum. I just wanted to give this Mar Mokum that this is, you know, it's a question that why didn't we bring it? This is what the Rosh addresses according to that. He's saying that, you know, it's much more posh that way. I could be the reason why the Mar is because the way to mat for such a raya. Therefore, we might have to bring on that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Next week, thank you, everybody.